B-Pod Studios.
You know, I'm sure our listeners will be surprised to learn that
today is a very special day. Do you know why?
It's Monday. Monday's Bungo Day.
That's not surprising.
That does not surprise me.
That is not surprising.
It's Monday. Everybody
back to work. Let's just get it over with.
What is it?
Showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Welcome, BBC Channel 3 this morning. You've found our Boston edition.
Oh, BBC. You listened to the radio over there,
yeah,
didn't you?
BBC. Yeah, there's BBC Hits.
Oh, really?
BBC 80s. It's all good.
Where are my crumpets?
Yeah, they don't travel well.
Oh, really?
Crumpets do not travel well.
Good to know.
It's good to be back, though. What a great week I had in beautiful London town. I should put some pictures up. But you did see my high tea.
Yeah, you had high tea at the hotel. It was, beautiful.
I think I'm going to adopt a lot of the British lifestyle.
Okay, like what?
Yeah. Well, first of all, they have incredible breakfasts.
Yeah, right? Bangers and mash.
There's a lot of bangers, right? So you have that. No mash, though. Just
bangers. Okay.
You know, so you have a late breakfast, say about 10.
Yeah.
Right? And it might be just as simple as charcuterie.
Sure. They're big on meat and cheese in
meat
the morning.
Meat and cheese for breakfast?
Yeah, exactly. Nice. Get it done.
Nice breads.
They live through the blitz. Yeah. They know that you eat now.
You eat now. So you do that, and then you just, stroll through the afternoon. Maybe about 2 or 3, it's time for high tea.
And what do they serve at high tea?
Well, so my wife had to do high tea, so...
And you're like, I'll go.
Will there
with
be sandwiches?
Little sandwiches. You make your appointment, and then you go and you order your tea.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered some strong South African tea, and Carolyn had some dandelion whatever stuff. So
cool.
Then you have that. Then they give us this Ferris wheel, which replicates the eye, which is the London Eye, the big Ferris wheel.
That's a good
wheel.
Idea.
The top is the sandwiches, and they take, little slices of sandwiches. No crust. Cut the crust.
Yeah, I know.
It's beautiful.
It is. Little kids love high tea.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, no crust. Crustables. So different kinds of sandwiches. And then the middle layer is different desserts, your crumpets.
Yeah, thanks.
All that. And the bottom is fresh, hot scones.
Oh, what?
With clotted butter.
Oh, that is delicious. I make a great scone. I'm a woman scone. That's really good. Did you love us? Because a lot of people don't like them.
Oh, they're scones.
Because they're dry.
So delicious. What I did learn on one of our trips, I'll wrap this up, but one of the things we did learn about scones is the poor people call them scones.
Scones?
Scones are for the rest. Scones are for the rich.
Really?
Right. So you have scones, don't you?
I kind of have scones. I have mice, Bob.
Yes.
Well, so I'll be calling them scones from now on.
Anyway, so a lot of fun stuff I want to share. Good to be back. I'm sure I was missed, so I won't even ask.
Oh, yeah. So here we go. Now that's funny.
Good, right? Just gloss right over that.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
All right, it's 6:17. Good to be back from my little excursion to London. So, on my excursion, I saw two great movies. I'm gonna tell you that are real cool coming up. What do you got?
I have a great shoe shopping hack. If you're going to shoe shop online, it can be tough.
Whilst working?
Whilst working.
Okay, good to know. All right, Brian Bell.
Tom Brady watch. We know where Tom Brady was this weekend, and we'll let you know.
Uh-huh.
We still don't know where he's going. March 18th.
It's March 18th. Okay, so three cool things brought to you by Staples Connect. Staples Connect is your local Staples store. Reimagine, redesign with community and co-working spaces. It's a new place to break old rules. Explore Staples Connect. In Needham, Alewife, Somerville, and Government Center. What do you have?
LBF. Okay. When you're online and you're shoe shopping, you say you go on Zappos and you click heels. Mm-hmm. And all the shoes show up, and they're usually like the side view, and they're pointing right. Okay. And you like scroll through, and you're like, I don't know, would that even look good? I'm not sure I could pull that off, blah, blah, blah. Well, this woman has an awesome hack. Mm-hmm. What she's done is she's taken a photo of herself at turn to the side, to the right.
Okay.
Made a miniature version of it.
Yeah.
Printed it out, cut it out, and cut off her feet. And so when she scrolls through a shoe website, she just puts that little self up there and then sees what the shoes will look like with her that outfit.
That's funny.
Perfect.
She shops for shoes a lot.
She does. But then you know.
But I mean, really? So that you need to see how they look on you.
You just sometimes you get a little overwhelmed with all the choices and you're like, I don't know. Is that like a little cheesy, too flat, too high? Trust me. We'll put it up at WROR.com. It's a Facebook page of this woman. And she just, it's a brilliant hack.
Okay. Brian, just keep an eye on her if you see her snipping out little cutouts.
What are you doing over there?
Nothing.
Playing with dolls? Okay.
All right, Brian.
All right, so over the weekend, Julian Edelman, Tom Brady, and Jimmy Fallon all took in the Syracuse-UNC game up at Syracuse, their final home game of the season. And the cameras kind of panned across them sitting there, and listen to what Julian Edelman said.
And there is some star power in the building as well. It's a big deal anytime the Orange and the Tar Heels get together.
Did you hear that?
Did he say he's coming back? One more time. Yep.
And there is some star power in the building as well. It's a big deal anytime the Orange and the Tar Heels get together.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
It's not like Tom Brady said it.
But then Tom Brady just turned to Jules and was like, really?
Yeah.
Come on.
With his Brotox face.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's got some Brotox going on.
I don't think he does. I think it's just that's avocado ice cream. Yeah.
If that works, then dish it
up. It does work.
Get a cardboard cutout of me eating that, because that's about as close as you're going to get.
And Edelman actually launched a new shirt. Mm. It's the not political, but looks political, Stay Tom 2020 t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
And it has a little picture of a goat.
Not Tom Steyer.
No.
Great, okay.
No, Tom Brady.
Okay, good.
2020, so there you go.
Well, at least you know where Julian stands. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, it's a little bit desperate. I mean, as a woman,
you think he's a little too,
you got to, play the game a little bit, you know? Yeah, okay. Jeez, just be like, whatever you want to do. That's what you got to do.
All right. So, first of all, this is not a commercial for British Airways, but holy cow. The best flight I've ever had.
Really?
That was amazing. I mean, first of all, Saturday when we flew out last Saturday, breakfast on board, and it was good.
This is your litmus test for a good flight. It has nothing to do with safety or comfort. It has to do with what they're serving.
Oh, yeah. No, it was good.
We're clear.
Plus, you hear the pilot. Oh, my God. They sound amazing.
Yeah.
They get on the man, you are in good hands.
It's much nicer when they have a British accent when they're panicking.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're right.
Crikey.
No, it was no crikey. But anyway, so I saw two movies.
I guess Australia. Same Jeff, right?
That's Qantas.
Yeah. Crikey. No, it was very subdued. I think it in Boston now it is 4 degrees.
Oh yeah, it does.
And it was
nice,
Celsius.
Yes,
very good. Celsius. We'll be arriving shortly. Enjoy your in-dinner flight, and I did with a couple of movies. All right, two movies. Start with the J. I loved, surprisingly, and they're both Oscar nominees. Joker.
Uh-huh.
That was good. I know you said it was too violent
for
you.
It's for me, but that's just me.
It got a little crazy. Mm-hmm. But he deserved the Oscar. I was skeptical, but Joaquin was crazy.
He transformed.
That laugh.
For sure.
Was insane. We do have a laugh? Okay. Oh, yeah. That's him.
There you go.
It just shows how he lost his mind.
Yeah.
Right?
It's nothing like a crazy laugh to show that.
Yeah, okay. And then Jojo Rabbit, unbelievably funny movie.
You were skeptical.
Well, usually when you say Holocaust and comedy, you're not.
Exactly.
But Nazi Germany, but it was really good. So I recommend Joker and Jojo.
And we saw Knives Out this weekend. Brian and I, not together. We were at our homes with our significant others.
You guys.
And you can rent it now. Well, excellent movie. Yeah. Really need to find out where that mansion is. Because they shot it in Easton, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, the interior is all the Ames Mansion in Easton down at Borderland. But the exterior is an undisclosed Massachusetts mansion.
Find out where it is.
With James Blonde in that?
James Blonde?
Yeah, yes. Was he in it?
Yeah.
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig. Yes, yeah. He has a southern accent in it. It's very fun.
That is fun.
Yeah.
All right, there you have it. Three cool things.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
I'm going to call an audible on this at 627.
You want a book read to you?
No. What I was just mentioning, one thing they don't have in England that they don't care about is there's no peanut butter. Or it's
really
hard to find.
There's a lot of Nutella, right?
They like Nutella. And they're jams, but there's peanut butter is hard to find.
Really?
Yeah, they don't have your Skippies and your Jifs.
They don't.
No.
You know what?
I miss Skippy and Jif.
You could crack open a whole new industry over there. You could be the Willy Wonka of peanuts.
I could be so rich if I could just get them to try a peanut butter fluff.
Right.
You got to try this, people. It's amazing. They don't have a lot of that over there. Not a lot of peanut butter.
I have some here.
LBF.
Yeah.
You, I told you about this hummus toast that we got at a restaurant here stateside.
Yes.
A few weeks ago. So you tried this hummus toast?
Yeah, you can't tell me that something's delicious and then just not expect me to try to recreate it in my home kitchen.
We had this as an appetizer. We never heard of it.
It's hummus. A brilliant idea.
I thought it was hummus that you dip toast in.
Right.
But no.
No.
We were wrong, weren't we?
That we were wrong. And the thing is that's what you think about hummus, that it's something that you just dip something into. No, sir.
So go ahead.
You can
explain
use it as a spread.
Hummus toast.
Wow. Hummus toast is this.
You're going to be excited, Brian.
You take a really good piece of bread, right? Like a good, rustic bread.
Yeah.
I chose cranberry nut bread.
Okay.
Because it's good, trust
me. You called an audible.
Yep.
You went cranberry walnut.
And then you toast it.
Yeah.
Then you take hummus, just
thick,
plain.
Thick bread. Right.
Then you take hummus, you smear it on like cream cheese.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you chop up a red onion or whatever you want, but I like a red onion because I don't want to speak to anybody for the rest of the day.
Wow.
And I sprinkle
it
all
about the people around you.
And I sprinkle it over the hummus, and then I take some...
You sprinkle what over the hummus?
Oh, the red onion.
Red onion, yeah.
And then I take some crumbled goat cheese,
nice.
And I spread it on that, and then I work it down like an animal, and it was delicious.
Wasn't it good?
It's so good.
Wow.
It's such a tasty snack.
Who ever thought of it?
Those people at that restaurant.
Good.
Where was it? In Reading or something?
It was in Andover, but they had chopped onions. This was on a rye.
Okay.
Thick, hearty bread. Then, but they had olives on it with goat cheese.
Oh, see, Dave Falcone doesn't like olives, so.
Yeah. Well, make it any way you want.
Yeah, you can. That's the thing. You can put tomatoes on there. You can put red onion. Dave liked it, but he was like, what's next?
What's next? This is the appetizer.
Yeah, he's like, this is like the precursor to something bigger, right? I'm like, okay.
That's great.
Great lunch.
All right, 6:29. Today it starts. That was it, right? Just for lunch?
Yeah.
Love it. Okay, the $500 80s song of the day starts today. 1 o'clock hour, Julie Devereaux is going to play Journey, Don't Stop Believing. Be caller 15, $500. All right, coming up, Dirty Laundry.
What Giselle and Tom won't do in front of their children.
She teased that.
Okay.
Not thinking about hummus anymore, are you?
Hummus.
All right.
Oh, they love the laundry. 646. She's had all weekend to sort it, put it all together. Here's LBF. What do you got?
Yeah. What do Giselle and Tom not do in front of the kids?
Oh, boy.
Any guesses?
Boy. Well, I do, but I can't, publicly
make that assumption.
I thought the taxes.
Oh, okay. All right. Taxes.
Yeah, they don't want the kids to
eat ice cream, something like that.
Right.
Giselle was on an Instagram Ask Me Anything sort of thing, and she wants to be called a bonus mom, not a stepmom.
Okay.
Oh, that's
just
that's
so you know,
cute.
To Jack.
You got another one.
Bridget. Yeah, isn't that kind of nice? I like it.
I know, stepmother is always
evil stepmother.
Yeah,
I blame Cinderella.
Awesome.
Yeah, Disney. Really ruining things for everybody. But the thing that she doesn't do in front of their children with Tom, we never raise our voices. We never have arguments. We just talk things
or
over.
Or swear.
If we have any issues.
I bet they don't swear in front of their kids.
Well, I just don't think they don't.
What fun is that?
She wants a loving and safe environment. And she and Tom are never afraid to hide their affection for one another or for the children as they are constantly giving them kisses and hugs and each other.
See, that's nice.
It's about the energy.
Do you swear in front of your kids?
The only time that I swear in front of Lucy is when I'm behind the wheel. All right. It's just, she's at this point, we're in line, and she's like, move it, pal. Because so I say swearing. That a lot in the car. But no, I listen, of course, every parent loses their mind once in a while. But as a rule, I don't yell.
Yeah.
Dave and I do not yell at each other. We just don't. I'm not a yeller.
How about
I freak
swearing,
out.
Though? You don't swear.
I don't really swear in front of her. No, I don't.
Brian, you
most of the times when I injure myself. That's a lot of that's just going to happen.
Yeah,
that's
but as a rule, you don't.
No, I don't. Okay. No, I mean, you know, she yells at me. She's the word police. She's like, don't say that word. We have a lot of she's like,
really? Oh,
you're in big trouble. That's what she says.
With who?
I don't know. I'm like, who's gonna? But no. So Giselle is like that. I think that's kind of nice. It's hard to keep
bonus
that
mom.
Rule,
right.
But that bonus mom. All right, Oprah. She had a kind of an interesting weekend. You want to hear it?
I've heard of it.
She wiped out on stage while talking about balance. Here's how it sounded.
Whilst talking.
London calling. Here we go. You got
balance
this?
Balance to me means all things in balance. And balance doesn't mean all things are equal or at peace at all times.
She really bit it.
She went down like.
It's nice to be talking about balance and fall.
she was talking about balance.
I don't like watching people fall. She had the wrong shoes on. When you wear heels and you wear like a palazzo pant, you are always taking a chance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I was just saying that to my buddies the other day.
You guys are the worst.
Whilst giving a speech.
J-Lo was with her at this Los Angeles 2020 Vision Tour thing. J-Lo is upset because she didn't get an Oscar for Hustlers. She said she was a little sad she didn't get an Oscar nomination for Hustlers. First of all, I love you, J-Lo. You are great. You can work a pole like nobody's biz.
Okay, that's good.
She did not deserve an Oscar for Hustlers. I mean, it was a good movie. Don't get me wrong. It's a fun movie. It's an interesting movie. She's great, but it's not Oscar worthy. But this is the problem. She said that she there were so many articles. I got so many good notices. More than ever in my career, there was a lot of she's going to get nominated for an Oscar. It's going to happen. But it didn't. Which don't believe your own press. Yeah, don't believe your own press.
Well, her people were telling her.
Yeah,
right?
Don't believe your people. Your people are lying to you all the time.
They are lying.
They are.
They're pumping
you up. My people lie to me all the time.
As soon as she walked out of the
room. They said the sweater's nice. And it's not.
And then you walked out of the room.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Who said that?
Tony Romo, by the way, I just want to mention.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear about this?
Yes.
That's amazing. He just re-upped his contract with CBS, and he has the largest. Tony Romo has the largest sports analyst contract in history. $17 million per season.
That's $1 million a game, basically,
for significantly more than 5 years.
Dang,
that's. I guess Odell Beckham Jr. said, "I'm done playing football. I want to be an announcer now."
They all have to be thinking that.
That's
he's good. Tony's good. You got to say
he's good, but is he $17 million a year good?
Wow, apparently they'll.
That's crazy money.
They'll pay you what you're worth.
Oh, great.
Remember
Good to
that.
Know, Bob.
They'll pay
I'll
you.
Keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind. They'll pay you what you're worth. So, oh, boy. All right. Why did I say that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't want them thinking that. That's not good for us. All right. It's 6:51. How about $500 bonus, huh?
I'll take it.
You don't have to be a bonus, Mom.
Am I worth it?
No, you're not today. 1 o'clock, Julie Devereaux plays Journey, Don't Stop Believing. $500.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, 7:11 light. The snow's already given away. High 53 today. Nice. 45 tonight right now. It is 28 in Boston. So I was, gone and had to catch up on some TV because TV in Britain stinks.
The tea's good. The TV's terrible.
TV's terrible. I mean, they're showing Judge Judy from 2004.
I know.
People complaining about their flip phones.
Those are the best ones, really.
Are they? Okay. Maybe it was the best up. But they didn't have Bachelor, so we got caught up with Bachelor.
They
don't
they probably
do Bachelor.
Consider that a win.
Yeah. No. No, this is good. So we had to watch Bachelor from last Monday. Last night.
The Fantasy Suite.
And we've got a situation here.
We do have a situation. Now, you were talking about Madison. Now, this is what Madison said.
So, Madison, right, there's three left. And Madison is the virgin.
Yes, and she's saving
the
herself
virgin
from
Madison.
Marriage,
that's nice.
Who's decided inexplicably to go on The Bachelor
as a virgin.
A den of iniquity and STDs. But
right.
Whatevs.
Right.
So this is what she said to Pete after making it to the final three, and then, you know, looming is the Fantasy Suite.
A bit
suite.
Of an ultimatum.
What are your expectations for me then?
For me personally, I wouldn't be able to say yes to an engagement and continuing to like move forward if you have slept with the other woman. And
Well, and Peter.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well,
Peter's like, I have something to tell you, and this is what he had to say.
I mean, I don't know how else to do this, but like, I'll just be very honest, and I won't give any details. But I have been intimate, and I can't lie to you about that.
Wow.
Ew.
Because it was on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you like the word intimate as opposed to, you know, I mean, that's a cleaner way of saying, yeah, I slept with two women in two nights.
Yes, exactly.
Not named you.
It is.
Okay.
You know, it's about, yeah, branding.
Right,
let's brand the evening as intimate.
No, it was intimate.
Yeah, it was intimate. I found out some things.
Yeah. So this girl, Madison, the Virgin Madison is what we're
calling her. Oh, God,
jeez. She...
She left.
She left.
She's like,
So let me say this. She leaves. So Carol and I are watching it, and we have two thoughts. The first thought is,
why am I watching this?
No. Because it's delicious.
Yeah, I get it.
Let's
I
be
get
real.
It.
We thought, first of all, she's not wrong. Everything this Madison girl is saying in the real world makes sense.
Exactly.
You can't sleep with two other women.
And then ask me to marry you.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah, but they're not in the real world.
They're not in there.
There's the other one.
Right. What was she thinking?
Number two was like, why is she on the show?
Why is she on the show?
Okay, so I have a theory.
Okay.
First, the reason that she's on the show is that she wants to find love. And also, she thought maybe she could change this guy's mind. Like, if somebody falls in love with me, he's going to not sleep with everybody else.
Right.
She's wrong. Because she doesn't understand is that... Men, given the opportunity, will run amok.
Yeah.
And they just are animals.
You know what? You're right.
I say that with all due respect.
Sure, that was all she could. No, but you're right. He was given the key to amok. And
exactly.
He ran
and
amok.
He's like, let's run amok.
Yeah, he ran amok.
What I'm realizing is that like there's just this new rules. Like I'm afraid that there's going to be a generation that's like, well, yeah, I slept with two ladies before we got married because like they did on The Bachelor.
Right. But, I mean, right? The wedding was Saturday and that was Friday. So right. What's
like,
the big deal?
Yeah.
We cool?
NBD.
Oh wow.
And like in this world of the, I mean, it's just stunning. I'm watching it. I watched it before you did. And,
yeah.
And I'm just, my head is exploding because I'm like, I cannot believe that I am watching a network sanctioned basically orgy.
That's what it is.
You know? On like regular primetime TV.
That is the Fantasy Suite.
Exactly. And I'm like, and he's like, yeah, I'm doing this because...
You know, you're right. Look at it this way.
Right.
Back in the days, we had, our show was Fantasy Island.
Remember?
Now it's Fantasy Suite.
Exactly. Fantasy right? Island, you had a fantasy, you paid. High price. Yes.
So anyway, are you team Madison on this or team Peter?
I'm
should team, she do you think she's gonna come back?
I'm
at all?
Team antibiotic because okay. They all have STDs.
Yes. So you think she's gonna
I think that she's gonna come back because I think that she wants to get some endorsements after this whole thing ends.
Oh wow.
She's gonna be like, you know, I don't know.
Would you come back?
Bob.
No?
how much are the endorsements? No, I would not. I would not come back. I mean, that's so gross. I can't even imagine.
Right? They tell all tonight.
Intimate.
Look at you, and you're all in.
I can't stop watching it.
You can't.
I cannot.
Right?
I mean, no, it's disgusting, and I feel terrible about it. And the world's
ending.
Take some
antibiotics.
Yes, exactly.
Am I proud?
No.
I'm not. We have to watch. It's our job.
I can't even with this.
You're going to have to, okay? 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. And don't forget, today it starts the 80s song of the day. It's worth $500 a day. Today it's Journey, Don't Stop Believin', 1 o'clock hour. Julie Devereaux will play it. All you got to do is be caller 15 at 888-410-1057. You win $500 just like that, okay? All right, so flying back Saturday, noticed a lot of people wearing masks.
Yeah.
A lot of precautionary stuff for the coronavirus. And I feel like I've missed the memo here because just being away, I wasn't sure what the state of things are back here. Are you guys getting concerned, doing anything about it?
There's a lot of panic these days. A lot of people are freaking out a little bit. Was there panic in England?
Not yet.
Okay, so that's what's interesting
to me.
Because we're, like, I think the country's in full mode freak out because you can't get Purell anymore. That ship sailed. You just got to wash your hands with soap now. Sorry,
Purell's
everybody.
Gone?
It's like,
right?
My wife was out shopping like a doomsday prepper over the weekend. And she went to the Purell and get some sanitary wipes, like the stuff that to kill all the germs.
Yeah, antibacterial.
Right. That's
stuff.
The stuff. Yep. I couldn't find the word in my head.
Uh-huh.
The whole aisle was just decimated. All that was left. She got little it was Target.
Target.
Okay. That's where you go at the end of days.
Yes. Go for Target. But
you're
she got the antibacterial stuff, the little tiny bottles of it. That's all that was left. So she had like a whole bag of little tiny ones.
Well, it's good.
So that'll be good.
Portable. But,
so she went shopping, Brian? And
she got extra water.
Right.
So now we have like an emergency water supply downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
She got canned goods. She got weird milk, powdered milk. I'm like, really?
We haven't done anything
that
yet.
Seems like a lot.
Go straight for firearms.
And all of so you can just take that stuff from the people who have it.
Yeah, exactly. But, that's what they did in Contagion. It worked for them.
I think that worked in the stands,
too. I'm concerned about things. You know me. I worry about everything.
Yeah.
But I also plan for nothing. So,
now nobody gets a hug.
Nobody. Yeah, but
we haven't done anything yet.
Well, I mean, Bob, you were in London visiting your daughter who's away for school. Are they?
Well, here's the thing.
Bringing her home?
Well, that's what we're concerned with. She's studying in London for Syracuse, and their Italian school was shut down. So those kids were sent back to Syracuse last week. So we're just waiting for the word.
She's going to pull her home?
They'll probably call her home.
That's terrible.
It sucks because if she does, where's she going to go back to school in March?
Right, exactly.
No dorms.
It's going to be a problem. They keep her there. I mean, I don't know. I wash your hands, please.
That's
everybody,
it.
Just wash your hands and please stop coughing into your hand, cough into your elbow, like Elmo says, and stop hugging people.
No hugs.
On board with that all the time.
Yeah, you are.
I don't like shaking.
I mean,
hands.
You would wear a mask if you could do the show with one.
You can't.
You can't.
I could just cut out a little hole. Yeah, I would.
They're saying the masks don't do much, although my neighbor bought like 250 packs of surgical masks. I'm like, that seems like a lot.
For when they go in public?
I don't know.
Jeez. All right. Well, I guess at least I can get some water then.
If you go to Ryan's house.
Getting my water.
We'll keep an eye on it. All right, 7:26 coming up. Dirty laundry.
Oh, well, we're going to talk more about what Giselle and Tom won't do in front of their kids.
Uh-huh.
I don't think you do it in front of your kids.
No, we won't, Mike. No.
Okay.
Never.
Good. Never.
Now that you have a nice empty house, you can do whatever you want.
Exactly. Okay. Wherever you want.
Okay.
Sure. All right, Brian. All right, 7:42, LBF's got your laundry all sorted, ready to go after the weekend.
Okay, your favorite show is going to be canceled.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which one?
It's a daytime show.
Oh,
I'm going to tell you in a minute.
Okay.
What Meghan Markle wants to do next, God, this just, I don't understand these people who don't have to work, who are choosing to work. What's wrong with you? But first, let's talk about what Tom and Giselle won't do in front of the children.
Okay.
What won't you do in front of your children?
There's a lot.
Name one thing that we can talk about on the radio.
Oh, no. We never swear.
Never.
We try not to.
You, though?
Well, yeah. Like Brian said earlier, if you kick your shin or something,
Yeah, it happens.
All bets are off, but
when you completely lose your
stuff. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So Tom and Giselle never argue or fight in front of their children. They never raise their voices. According to Giselle, she did like an Ask Me Anything on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to be a bonus mom, not a stepmom. She likes that term better. They're very affectionate with each other and the children. Mm-hmm. And they want to create a safe space where there's no yelling or strife. When they have a problem, they have a conversation about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice. I don't yell. I'm not a yeller.
No.
Like, I can't yell. It makes me, and when people yell at me, I freak out. It's like my parents never yelled. So
you like it calm.
I like it calm.
Keep calm.
Yeah, that's why I have a bar in the middle of my house.
That's
like,
right.
Would you like a drink? Let's calm down, everybody. Let's calm down.
Uh-huh.
So I am like Giselle, and Dave Falcone is like Tom Brady. We are Giselle and Tom.
That's nice.
Isn't that nice?
I'm sure they have a bar.
Don't you like how I made that leap?
Yeah.
I was thinking the
first
same
thing.
First
thing I think of when I see you
two.
Yeah,
right? I thought so. You're like, oh, they're just like Tom and Giselle.
Athletic.
They never yell.
That's good.
All right, Meghan Markle is crazy because she wants to work. Mm. What is wrong with her?
I don't know. Listen, I spent a week in London.
Thank you.
That was enough.
Oh,
I'm
no,
good.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I'm
you
good.
You like it?
Well, it's the same day every day.
It is.
The weather was just a little bit gloomy.
I went there like four years ago,
yeah.
And I saw where Princess Diana lived, like her little castle.
Yeah.
It was very bleak. It wasn't like, Cinderella's castle.
No, it's not.
That doesn't have any bling. It's like a lot of like stone and it's dreary and rainy.
Yeah. I don't like their toilets either.
Why?
Side note. I don't know. They're low down to the ground and,
What do you mean? They're not like good American.
Good
old American standard?
I'll tell you, you'll miss your American standard after a while.
Really? They were small?
A little small. Yeah.
Well, that's probably why Meghan left. She's like, you know what?
The toilets.
These toilets are ridiculous. But she wants to start acting again. She wants to be part of an ensemble cast for a superhero film. This is according to the Daily Mail, which is probably full of,
slanted.
Exactly. Mm. But they're embarking on their new life, and I'm trying to be as supportive as a person can be, knowing that I don't know them or have any interest in their life necessarily. But I just don't understand why you'd want to work.
Well, I mean, she's like the bachelor girl Madison, who knew what she was getting into before she went, and signed up for the deal.
And then did the old switcheroo.
And did the switcheroo.
I think that maybe Harry but wanted
Meghan
to get out, too.
Meghan probably wasn't, as virginous as Madison is, but
judgy.
I'm just guessing. I'm guessing.
All right. What television show?
Speaking
of judgy,
right.
What television show is ending?
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert, you guys.
Yeah.
Judge Judy is ending after 25 seasons.
Wow.
According to my sources, they're going to announce it today on Ellen. And Judy is going to, the 2021 season is going to be the last, but she's moving on to a new show called Judy Justice.
Wow.
Do you know how much she makes a year?
$50 million.
Thank you. Can you play along?
No, you asked. I've heard that. Am I close?
You are
how
close.
How much?
$50 million
$50 million
a year. Thanks, Bob. Yeah. Also, did you know that she's so skinny because she keeps no food in her house?
Ah. What's the fun?
There's no fun.
Yeah.
I know. But she doesn't keep any food. That's why she's grumpy.
Yeah.
And she, when she wants to eat something, she has to force herself to go out and to get it. So she has to really make the decision that she's hungry.
$50 million a year.
And no food in her house.
And no snacks.
Wow.
No snacks.
Dang.
No snacks you could buy with 50. I'd start with like Hostess snacks and then move on to
You're a good hostess.
I am.
Yep.
I am. $50 million, but not as much as Tony Romo. $17 million for an NFL season.
Not bad. And he works $1 million a game.
That's...
He makes more as an announcer than a quarterback, right?
Yeah. He was making like, $18 million his last years, I think.
Jeez.
Wow.
Well, Brady's going to make 30
Have
million.
Fun going to work today, everybody.
Yeah, there you go. All right, LBF, good stuff.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
It is. So joining us today is Samantha Miller from Bellingham, Mass. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning. Good morning.
You are a grad student at BU studying
global public health.
Ooh, see, that sounds almost...
She washes her hands a lot, I'm
bet.
Sure.
Wow. Yeah. Boy, global public health. So these days, people like you are, I'm sure, being called upon a lot with your expertise. Okay, so Samantha, you ready to win $1,000?
Yes.
Pay for some of that grad studies?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right, here's how it works. LBF's going to ask you 10 questions. Get them all right. We will give you $1,000. If you're not sure on one, just say pass. We have time. We'll get back to it. You ready to go?
Ready.
Here we go.
What do you do at a stop sign?
Stop.
Jar Jar Binks is a character in this movie franchise.
Star Wars.
What was the name of the shuttle that exploded in 1986?
Challenger.
Every kiss begins with what?
K.
Where do the Obamas vacation every summer?
Hawaii. Martha's Vineyard.
What NFL team's fans are known as cheeseheads?
Packers.
What president famously demanded tear down this wall?
Reagan.
What part of the body is affected by glaucoma?
Eyes.
What former quarterback is now being paid $17 million a season as an NFL analyst?
Tony Romo.
Who was shot by Jack Ruby?
It was Kennedy. Oswald.
Final answer?
Oswald. Lee Harvey Oswald was shot by Jack Ruby.
We have a winner.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Samantha!
Yeah, Samantha! That's great!
You just won $1,000.
Whoa, I can't believe it.
All right. Hey, first of all, thank our friends at Window Nations. It's Window Nations. Buy two, get two free sale. WindowNation.com. You just won $1,000, Samantha.
Thank you, Window Nation. This is amazing.
Window Nation. Thank you for your donation. We appreciate
right.
it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Window Nation.
I'm so glad that you got reversed course on the last answer. I was like, wait.
My God,
oh.
Yes.
$1,000. Today, Samantha, you are super smart.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Now you can buy all the Purell in the world.
Yes.
It's like $89 on Amazon now.
Ah, that's great.
That's great. So what are you going to do with your $1,000, Samantha Miller from Bellingham?
Pay bills.
All right, good.
Yeah, that's
good. Yeah, she's a grad student. That's all she has.
That's all you got to
know. Bills.
We couldn't be happier for you, Samantha. Congratulations. What is the station super smart people listen to?
105.7 WROR.
Thanks, Samantha. Right there, great job.
Yeah, hang on. She is smart. I just had that feeling, didn't you
guys? Yeah, I did too.
She was just knocking
them really,
down.
Yeah, she did.
You know what?
Quick.
She had like 10 seconds left.
Did she?
Yeah, she did. Plenty of time. She's good. All right, that's it. That's how we give away the money around here. If you're super smart like Samantha, go sign up at WROR.com. Brought to you by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. WindowNation.com.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
I love when she says, oh, then I win Bon Jovi tickets. No, you win $500 today. It's Journey with Julie.
That's a cool thing.
Yeah, don't stop believing. All right, what do you got? What's cool?
I have a great shoe shopping hack if you buy shoes online.
Okay.
You know, you just don't know if they're going to look good, but this way you do.
Okay. Brian?
Well, the Tom Brady watch continues, and we know what he was up to this weekend. It was not telling us what team he's going to be playing for, but Julian Edelman might have let something slip.
Okay. Have you guys, you've had British chocolate, right?
Oh, did you bring any back?
stay tuned.
Oh.
Stay tuned, LBF. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, yeah.
Wow, you just perked up.
I really did.
Look at her.
I mean, like, that's important.
Yeah, I did. And then you get Bon Jovi tickets.
Okay.
And I get Bon Jovi. Do I get Bon Jovi tickets for that? Is that what I... All right, what do you got? What's cool?
All right, if you're shoe shopping online, sometimes you're like, looks good on the model, but I'm not sure it's going to look good on me.
Yeah.
How do you picture it? Well, a woman from New Zealand decided that she was going to take a picture of herself, miniaturize it, cut off her feet, and use it as like a ruler and put it...
Like a paper doll.
Like a paper doll, yes.
Right.
And put herself on top of the shoes.
Okay.
So each shoe, she'd be like, yes, no, yes, no, no. Because if you're on Zappos, you got a bunch of those things.
No. Is that something we're doing at work?
That's something we're
whilst
doing at
working?
I'm not really into shoe shopping these days.
Brian, has she cut out a little LBF doll over there?
Pretty good.
Unfortunately, there's no such thing as a little LBF.
No, <I know. laughs>
But it's a really good idea because
idea.
You know what the shoe is going to look like.
Yeah,
that's too cheesy or that's too flat.
Okay.
I'm going to do it with bathing suits.
Whose body? No.
I'm going to borrow somebody else's.
No, that's terrible.
Yeah, you said it out loud. Now give me that chocolate.
I just know you would never do that. All right, Brian Bell.
All right, well, we still have really like March 16th is, you know, when that tampering stuff, will Tom Brady can finally talk to other teams. Then the 18th when free agency opens, we'll see. But over the weekend, Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, and Jimmy Fallon were at the Syracuse-UNC game, and the camera kind of pans the crowd, showing, you know, oh, look, we got some celebrities. And Edelman was picked up on the mic on the camera. Listen to what Edelman said.
Well, we have him.
You ready? Was it right there? Hang on.
Yeah.
Right here.
So this is Edelman at the game.
And there is some star power in the building as well. It's a big deal anytime the Orange and the Tar Heels get together.
I heard it.
You hear that?
He said...
And there is some star power in the building as well.
Here.
It's a big deal anytime the Orange and the Tar Heels get together.
Coming back.
Uh-huh.
Said he's coming back.
Yeah, but he said it, not Tom Brady. And that's just
what do you think they're sitting there talking about?
And Tom said...
They're buddies.
He shook his head, right?
Tom Brady just kind of like looked at Edelman like, come on, dude.
Did you see he was somewhere else and Vrabel was on the phone, right? They were FaceTiming Vrabel.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee.
Yep.
I think he's going to the Raiders.
The Raiders.
And then,
the Raiders.
Is that a team?
Yes, it is.
It is. Good job. And then Edelman also released this T-shirt, the Stay Tom 2020, a quarterback you can trust with a goat on it T-shirt.
And that
little political-looking T-shirt.
Is he selling
is selling those for $30 a piece.
Just give me a break.
At JulianEdelman.com.
Right?
Come
it's
on,
enough.
Julian.
It's enough.
Man, like you say, he's a little thirsty for Tom, isn't he?
We have a couple more weeks of this going on.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
All right, so back from England. Hey, I brought you a chocolate from England. Here it is.
That's not chocolate from England. That's chocolate from Ryan down the hallway.
I kid.
Pure, rich, dark chocolate.
Oh, but it's Hilliard's. That's good stuff.
No. All right, so look. I did bring you chocolate. Have you guys ever heard of Hotel Chocolat?
Yeah.
Amazing place. They have just probably about a dozen stores in London. And they have an incredible hot cocoa.
Yeah.
That they serve. It's like cappuccino hot. It's amazing. So we stopped for that. Whilst I was there, I got you a little something first, LBF.
Oh, wow.
I got you these. I think you'll love it.
Oh, my goodness. I'm very excited.
Go ahead and read the box.
Biscuits of the gods. You got me chocolate pillows.
Wow. I did.
Those aren't pillows.
Look at that.
Oh, my God. Wait.
What is it called again?
It's chocolate pillows, the biscuits of the god. They're chocolate biscuits that are all about the chocolate, modest, crisp biscuit, opulent chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Biscuits of the gods for you, LBF.
It's wafer thin.
And Brian,
really?
You will listen, not to be denied, they even have dark chocolate lovers. Now it's for vegans, but it's also gluten-free chocolate. Please don't now. They're bunnies, but that's all they had. So it's kind of like
that's good.
And it's gluten-free.
Oh, those are cute. You
chocolate,
love bunnies.
Vegan
yep.
and gluten-free bunnies.
Oh my goodness.
Enjoy
this
it, guys.
Gonna bite those ears off right away.
Oh, look at they come in all different flavors.
Biscuits of the gods.
Biscuits of the gods.
Slow
there's
down.
Chocolate.
Hold it up to the camera.
There's mint.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's
it's not on.
Salted caramel.
Yeah.
I'm so having a salted caramel.
Enjoy that. And it came in a lovely tin, wouldn't you say?
It really did. So there you go. These are right. Biscuits.
She's cracking that.
Oh, yeah. She's
biscuit
of the gods.
Yeah. Get your hands out of the way. You might lose a finger.
We're living in uncertain times. You got to eat.
Oh, wow.
Is it? Look at that chocolate. It is rich.
Oh, that's delicious.
Right? Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
It looks like a Pepperidge Farm cookie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a really good Milano cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you had them?
I have not, but I thought of you when I saw Biscuit of the Gods.
Have one of my chocolate pillows, Bob.
Oh, my God. What's happening?
Brian, you should do traffic, Brian.
Brian can't have my chocolate pillow.
I'm going to call HR, then I'll do traffic. Hey, this is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wow.
All right, here's the problems right now. 93 stuff.
Thank you.
You stop and go from Park Street right into the lever connector.
You know what we love about LBF, Brian, working with her? She opened that box up. Like, you know what?
Yeah.
You didn't wait to take it home.
No.
Stash it away. No.
It wasn't like, oh, thanks. That's so nice. Yeah. Put it away. Yeah.
No, I'm like,
Biscuit of the Gods in my belly.
All right.
All right, Brian. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. How are your soft pillows, LBF?
My chocolate pillows.
Oh, yeah. Are they good?
They're fabulous.
HR is on the hotline, Bob.
Actually, they're spectacular.
Yeah, they are. In case you missed it, I brought back some Biscuits of the Gods for LBF, and they're called?
They're called chocolate pillows.
There you go. And just
and
asking
they
if you're
are
enjoying
delicious.
Your
and they are spectacular.
And you get to keep the box.
They're real.
Okay. Wow.
Real chocolate.
Right. Hey, over the weekend, listen, one of my favorite groups from the 80s and 70s days were the Cars.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing this stuff about Rick Ocasek and Paulina Porizkova.
Yes. I'm so glad you said those names because I don't want to butcher them. She's already mourning enough.
Now they were separated.
Yeah.
And she's saying she's not in the will?
Yes.
Rick's will?
So,
what the heck?
Yes, she was interviewed by CBS Sunday Morning yesterday, and she opened up about they were separated but living together. She found him dead in their Gramercy Park apartment, and then she finds out that he left her out of the will. And this is what she had to say about that.
Process really, really tricky because I would love to just be able to be sad and miss him and not also feel this incredible hurt at his betrayal.
Mm. He claims that she abandoned him, but she said yesterday that that's really not the case. And this is what she said.
Suddenly, in our marriage, it seemed like only one of us wanted to be married, and it was me. I just know that it's really hard to be married to somebody if you're the only one putting in all the work. And maybe it was age. Maybe he just was tired. Maybe I took too much energy to love. I don't know. It's possible.
I think it's so sad. But I wonder if she has
a leg to stand on
because... What's sad?
Is that she's not in the will?
No.
Right?
What's sad is that the dissolution of their marriage, that they were married for so long, you know, they had two kids together, and that at the end of his life, whatever happened, they weren't really together. And that stinks because he only had a certain amount of time left, and they've spent it not really liking each other, and that's the worst.
Right.
And they'd been married forever. Like, what changes?
The will. How do you take your spouse out of the will if you're still married?
Because, I know.
You know, my name's on, we both have to sign it.
Right.
My
exactly.
wife and I, right?
I feel like I'm a lawyer now, and I know all about wills because I saw Knives Out. And they said in that movie was that it's really hard to contest a will, and unless the person who is the beneficiary is the murderer. Now, I don't want to start anything. because that's just the Knives Out version.
Wow,
but my guess is that...
What was the bizarre reason?
My guess
Plot
is...
thickens, LBF.
Wouldn't that be amazing? I mean, sorry, but wouldn't it be crazy if like all of a sudden she was arrested because she was left out of the way? But that's just because I watched Knives Out.
I just watched
Knives Out. So that's not the case. But I really feel bad. And I think that she shouldn't be left out of the will if they were just separated and they were going through a tough time.
Yeah. Listen, I'm no lawyer either, but if they're still married, it had to be redone, rewritten, because she wouldn't accept it any other way. And their kids are both theirs, right? So
right. It's just sad. Aren't you a little sad about it?
Yeah.
Aren't you afraid that one day Carolyn's going to be like, I don't really want to be married to you anymore, and then that's it. The will's over.
Well,
and the
well. Sounds like someone's getting his honker.
Yeah, my honker would be out of shape, I'll be happy. Yes, I think my honker is bad now. It's out of shape.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.